This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Welfare, for those who want to move off government assistance, there can be barriers. Car breaks down, can't get to work, or the backup babysitter falls through. A company in Grand Rapids, Michigan, came up with a solution. Dustin Dwyer from Michigan Radio's State of Opportunity Project explains.
In 1998, Amy Valdez was a single mom with three kids, all under the age of seven. She had no work experience. She lived with her sister. So she went to sign up for government assistance. But instead of welfare benefits, she got a job on the factory floor.
I was very hesitant at first, you know, because I was always with my kids and I was worried about transportation, daycare, all kinds of stuff, you know.
She took the job. Soon she was working 12-hour days and coming in on weekends. She thought about quitting.
Because the work is so difficult. I'd never worked before. And then the long hours.
The reason she didn't quit and didn't end up back on public assistance has a lot to do with the company she worked for. Around the time Valdez arrived, Cascade Engineering in Grand Rapids, Michigan, was starting a new program called Welfare to Career. What made the program different is Cascade actually paid the state of Michigan to bring a public caseworker to the company.
And once I came on site and started doing this work, I felt like I was really making a difference in people's lives.
That caseworker is Joyce Gutierrez. She says that by being at the company, she hears about problems sooner. She knows when one of her clients misses work. And if it's because of a problem with transportation or childcare, she solves it on the spot. Cascade CEO Fred Keller says after Gutierrez came on site, Cascade's worker turnover rate dropped to almost nothing. So the company benefited. And the state had fewer people cycling back onto welfare rolls.
When we have social problems that can be solved by business and not cost anything to speak of for the business itself, why not do that?
After 15 years, Cascade's approach is gaining traction. It's been replicated at eight other companies, and the state of Michigan is even expanding on the idea by starting to place caseworkers in public schools. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, I'm Dustin Dwyer for Marketplace.